If you looked in your bulletin, you'll see that the title for today's message is If My People... And of course, you just sang the words that are going to be the text of what I'm going to speak about. It comes from 2 Chronicles 7 and verses 11 to 22. When we get to that point, it's page 431 in the Old Testament. If my people... If what? Tomorrow's Memorial Day. Memorial Day has been a holiday for many years. It originated from the time of the Civil War. There are several different stories about the origination of this holiday. Some Southerners would claim, particularly black Southerners, would claim the beginning of that day because they gathered on a particular day in May and decorated the graves of fallen Confederate soldiers. A year or so later, Abraham Lincoln, the president, made an edict, a day to remember all of the soldiers, both North and South, who died during the Civil War. But the Southerners, of course, saw that as a Northern thing. But either side, over the years, has observed what was originally called Decoration Day, because people got together and decorated the graves of those fallen soldiers. In recent years, we've changed it to Memorial Day, and we've moved it to a Monday, the last Monday of May, because that is convenient, and it seems to work out in our business world. We here in Winnebago are going to celebrate on Saturday. I know that there are some things planned, and each community does it differently. Some have parades, some have powwows, some have religious services. And as a national holiday, it becomes a platform for people to speak their piece. It becomes a political platform. It becomes a patriotic platform. It becomes a religious platform, a place to and time to speak of what you think, but as Memorial Day, particularly to speak of what we remember. Now, as people try to give significance to death, particularly death in the military, our thoughts often lean toward religious subjects. And we try to justify in our minds, was this death worth it? Was it a reasonable sacrifice? And sometimes it's pretty hard to make a connection between something that we find of value and the death of a loved one. Now also over the years, as is kind of our American way, we've diluted our Memorial Day a bit, and it's become not just a memory of those fallen soldiers, but it's become a celebration of all veterans. That's not bad. That's good, I think. But it's also become just a memorial of anyone that's passed on. And again, I don't think that that's bad. It just kind of dilutes the focus of the day. But in either case, when we look back at those that have passed on, often we think, well, now what was the point of their life and of their death? And so it's good for us to look back and remember. And it's proper for us to look at our military people whom we've lost and to honor those who have served, particularly those who have died in service of our country. This does not dilute our worship of God, who is in control. It doesn't turn away from God unless, and here's the point I want to make, unless that worship of fallen heroes and the reverence for our country and flag becomes our God. The entity that takes our praise and our commitment to the sacrifice of everything else. And as we look at veterans who have died in service, we have to ask the question, would they have died, or would I have been willing to die for my God? Now we remember our fallen military people. How many Christian martyrs do we remember? Throughout history, every war has been fought for a reason. Not always good reasons. But every battle is either to gain something that you don't have, that you feel is worth the sacrifice, or at least the leaders that cause it to happen feel is worth the sacrifice, or it's in defense of something that you have, and it's worth the sacrifice to keep that. And as we look at our various histories, whether it's an Indian history, or a Dutch history, or a German history, or a Chinese history, every one of us has wars and battles in our history. And every one of those battles was either to gain something we didn't have or to defend something that we already have. And we defend it sometimes with our lives because that's what's important to us and to our community. Today, we need to remember what is important to us. What are the principles that our nation is founded upon? The current nation, the United States of America, was founded on Christian principles. The laws of our land are based on the Ten Commandments. Now, whether or not the leaders that put those into effect or who led the battles, who fought the fights, whether or not they were Christian or not, nevertheless, the principles they embraced came right out of the Word of God. And our nation was set up as a nation of laws and principles based on the Word of God. Today, those freedoms are under attack, but more strongly from within than from without. If we look back, perhaps we can understand that many in our country don't value the freedoms of God. And they wish to warp our values to embrace freedom from God. Many don't value the laws of God, and they wish to force their own limits and their own desires on other people. And to make their own desires carry more weight, they want those desires to become the law of the land. And in some cases, that's happening. That's not an attack from without. It's from within. And I ask you, are you willing to give up your life for the principles that God has set before us? On this Memorial Day, are you going to remember This is what God has given us. Let me read 2 Chronicles 7. I'm going to start at the 11th verse. It's page 431. The Israelites were tight with God at this point. Solomon, King David's son, was given a reign of peace, and God said, you're going to build my temple. And so Solomon had put together one of the most magnificent buildings in all of history. And he called the people together and dedicated it to the God Almighty. And God was pleased with the Israelites, so pleased that when Solomon's priests brought their offerings, God sent fire from heaven to light them up. And he filled that temple with the cloud of his spirit. And they couldn't even stand to be in there because God was present. And so when Solomon had finished all his building and the dedication of the temple, God came to him, starting at the 11th verse. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had succeeded in carrying out all that he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, now listen, these are